Go ahead and take a look around you as you go places and do things on the Kenai Peninsula. Chances are, from the car you're driving in and the fuel that's there to the nonprofit organizations that are serving our community and making our quality of life a better place, that Marathon Petroleum, formerly Tesoro, has helped build those organizations. And the people who helped build now Marathon Petroleum are the working people. And there was a great, I'll call it a recycling program out there recently, because what the refinery did is they took the stuff that they no longer needed or used and they sold it to their employees. I'm talking with Bruce Jackman, who's the general manager of the refinery in Nikiski. And Bruce, you're a Kenai Cardinal. You were raised here, and now you're running the last major facility on the peninsula with oil and gas. But tell me specifically, because this wasn't from the major corporation. This came from your working men and women out there at the refinery. How did that happen?
You know, Merrill, I have 240 of the best employees anybody could ever ask for. And that program in itself was started out as an auction. So we're auctioning off some scrap materials or anything around the facility that is broken or needs to be disposed of. We put it in an auction. We also auctioned off parking spots. We auctioned off the ability to fly their favorite flag right under the red, white, and blue.
But that was a Packers flag. How could you allow such a thing to happen?
You know, there's nothing to discriminate for a Packers fan. You know, we'll take them all. But, yeah, our employees stepped up, and we raised almost $22,000. And because that money is not corporate money, it did not come from Marathon, the corporation. It came from our employees. So our employees decided where that money went. So we went through a process. At the end of the day, the 501c3 Operation Children First was the recipient of those funds.
And it was the employees who chose that. There was no 27-page grant application that had to be scrutinized. That's what the employees wanted to give to. I think that says a lot for your group of employees, Bruce.
Yeah, you know, our employees, they're true Alaskans. They care about this area. They care about Kenai. And they give back to the community just like the corporation does.
Now, you've gone through a lot of changes. You used to work for Agrium. You saw that plant go away. And then through the last recently, as Tesoro sold and Endeavor took over, and now Marathon, there's been intrepidations about the future of that plant and whether it's going to continue as part of the largest refinery corporation in the country.
You know, Merrill, this is a tough business. We know it's a tough business. We've survived for 54 years. I've got the best employees on the planet. You know, we'll have challenges. We'll continue to have challenges. But if anybody's going to bet, I wouldn't bet against us.
Now, all the products don't necessarily get consumed in Alaska. You actually are an exporter of gasoline to the People's Republic of California.
Yeah, we do. We export some gas down to the Pacific Northwest, and we export some gas into California.
So for our young people that are graduating shortly and looking for a future, is the pathway in oil and gas on the Kenai Peninsula still a viable option for them to seek as a career?
You know, there's a lot of hype about AI and all the technology that's out there. But oil and gas, at the end of the day, we have great jobs. We work with great people. And I really encourage young folks to take a look at the oil and gas industry for their future.
Looks like your workers enjoy living in this community and giving back.
My workers love it here. You know, most of them are lifelong Alaskans, and they wouldn't want to work anywhere else.
Now, you have some big footsteps that you have followed. Mark Necessary still lives here on the Kenai Peninsula. And even though you've transferred some of the other managers away, is it fun being here in your own hometown and being at the head of the refinery there?
Oh, I've got the best job in the world. And really, I'm just operating on the backs of giants. Mark was one of those giants that made the refinery what it is today, and I couldn't be happier to fill the shoes that I'm in.
Well, pat them all on the back for us, all 240 of them. We appreciate them. The Caring for the Kenai would not be going on this year if it wasn't for Marathon and your sponsorship. So thank you for that and for investing in our community and its future.
Thank you, Merrill. We love being here.
Bruce Jackman is the manager of the Nikiski Refinery, and I am Merrill Sikorski, returning you to that working man sound of KSRM.